Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Welcome back. This is Savvy Psychologist. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Perseverance, especially in the face of adversity, is praised so highly and so often that sometimes we forget there's another option. This week, by request from listener Sari in Melbourne, Australia, we'll remember that sometimes it's best to throw in the towel. Plus, how not to feel like a failure when you call it quits. The slogans are countless. You only get out what you put into it. I never dreamed of success. I worked for it. Nothing worth having comes easy. Even Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000-hour rule claims that the holy grail of mastery is achieved only through decades of dedication. But how often do you hear a slogan that says you've tried hard enough at building your business, chasing your dream, sustaining your relationship, and now it's time to move on? Rarely. And how much blood, sweat, and tears are wasted on hopeless cases? A lot. Maybe you've been there, drained emotionally, financially, or both, but somehow you can't bear to step away. Why? Well, consider a concept known as the sunk cost fallacy. It comes from both psychology and economics and refers to a decision-making bias that leads us to pour more time, money, effort, or other resources into a project simply because we've already invested in it. We fall prey to this when the stakes are high, like continuing to throw money and energy into a clearly doomed business, or low, like forcing yourself to finish a lousy salad just because you overpaid $12 for it. No matter the scale, we humans are reliably illogical when it comes to calling it quits. Okay, why do we do this? Why did evolution do this to us? Well, researchers theorize that the phenomenon may come from an effort to avoid wasting precious resources. And this rule makes sense when you look at it from a scarcity perspective. Better to keep slogging away if you've already invested limited resources, but at a certain point, the logic breaks down. For instance, it might seem a waste to part ways with a partner of many years, but continuing in vain to repair the relationship is no less wasteful. You could argue that staying in is actually more wasteful, and that bringing an unfulfilling, emotionally draining relationship to an end frees up the opportunity to try again. The notion of failure, though, is so stigmatized that it's no wonder we keep the doors of our failing jazz bar open rather than truly facing the music. Plus, it just feels wrong to jump ship, even though we're likely to sink. However, that feeling may actually be the sunk cost fallacy leading us astray. So what to do? Well, here are 7 ways not only to throw in the towel, but to feel good about it. Tip number 1, write down not only what it's cost you already, but what it will cost in the future. Sometimes going with our gut can be useful, but sometimes, as famously described by Nick Hornby in High Fidelity, what our guts have for brains is questionable. And you can find a link to John Cusack's actual line in the show notes. So, bypass your gut by actually writing out gains and losses associated with staying in and gains and losses associated with getting out. It's similar to the classic pros and cons list, and it helps you focus on the often forgotten opportunity costs that come with staying in. Tip number 2, reconceptualize giving up as knowing when to quit. In this society, everyone from Thomas the Train to Sean Paul tells us to never give up. Indeed, the most straightforward never give up quote is attributed to Winston Churchill, who allegedly said, simply, never, never, never give up. But it turns out this was taken out of context. What he really said was never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Indeed, the idea of giving up is so unacceptable that sometimes we forget the maturity and integrity required to realize something is not working and that a change needs to be made. The take-home, never give up, should not be taken as a blanket statement. Indeed, giving in when it makes good sense or is the honorable thing to do is the right choice. And I think even Thomas the Train would agree.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Tip number 3, think of giving up as a sign of wisdom. A study in the prestigious journal Psychological Science found that young adults are significantly more likely to engage in the sunk cost fallacy than senior citizens. Why? Well, younger adults have a stronger negativity bias, meaning that they weigh negative information, such as losses, more heavily than positive information. The decisions of older adults, by contrast, generally reflect a more balanced approach to gains and losses. Turns out, the older we get, the wiser and more prudent we may become about how best to invest our resources. In short, sometimes cutting our losses is the wisest, most mature choice. Tip number 4, sometimes you have to throw out the baby with the bathwater. One thing people hate about giving up is feeling like something outside their control got the best of them. However, you can regain some control by reframing your choice to get out as a tough love executive decision. This project may be your baby, but sometimes you just have to throw out the baby. Tip number 5, relabel failure. Biases and fallacies aside, the heart of our resistance to throwing in the towel is our fear of failure. We've been socialized to see goals that never come to fruition as failure. And it's even harder when the failure is public, like a marriage or a business venture. Choosing to end a relationship or a project, especially if you started out gung-ho and all in, is a loss to be grieved. So give yourself the space to do so, but then consider this. It's not failure if it moves you forward. So call it lightening your burden, simplifying your life, making a better choice, taking stock, turning over a new leaf, moving on, rising up, whatever you want. None of which carries any whiff of failure. Tip number 6, you can't control everything. Sometimes life hands you circumstances that you just can't turn around. You may put your heart and soul into launching, say, a bakery, but maybe the opening coincided with the low-carb craze, your landlord just doubled your rent, and there's been a run-up on worldwide sugar prices. Could you control any of this? Not on your life. You may feel like you've failed, but release responsibility for those things that had nothing to do with your competence, dedication, or character. And tip number 7, knowledge is power. One last tip. Take solace in knowing that everyone is subject to the whims of fate and human error, and most people don't muster the necessary clarity and strength to challenge the sunk cost fallacy. So if you get out, consider yourself operating at a higher level of human reasoning. To wrap up, you didn't know then what you know now. What's more, there's no way you could have known. But now that you're armed with knowledge, experience, and dare we say some wisdom, you'll be ready to chuck your sunk costs and chart your course anew. Savvy Psychologist is audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg and edited by Karen Hertzberg. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Can't get enough? If you haven't already, head over to ellenhendrickson.com and sign up to get even more tips to feel comfortable and confident. That's ellenhendrickson.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.